to have to sit here and talk about a game that we basically had in the palm of our hands, sitting comfortably, and ended up conceding in the last few minutes of the game. So I'd rather it was somebody else rather than us. We tend to have these hard luck stories, and I was rather we're talking about Bristol City having hard luck today, but we're not. We're talking about one mistake, really, that we've made in the whole of the 90 minutes has cost us 3 points.
Yeah, you say a mistake, when the key was that he was unmarked and had time to take the ball down. I think that was the key, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, you know, everyone, if you look back on it, there was so many of our players all went for the first ball. Everyone wanted to be the hero. Played with their hearts, possibly not with their heads. You know, there was, I think there was about four yellow shirts all went for the first header, and it's got a touch on somebody and come straight to the back post, where I think Bristol had about three players sat there waiting. They did have one or two opportunities like that early on, but they messed up. But this one's, I sat right behind it. It went straight past Lewis Price, and obviously that sealed the game.
So they did have chances, but were you fairly pleased at what you limited them to?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I cannot fault the effort and the enthusiasm that our boys showed today. They worked exceptionally hard. That's why they were all devastated when they came off at the end. They put so much into the game. And obviously, psychologically, when you come to Bristol City, you expect it to be a tough game. And to have taken a point away from here today would have been like a victory, you know, for us. But it wasn't to be. Bristol kept going right to the final whistle, as they did last weekend in the Cup. On Tuesday night as well, I think they finally wore Coventry down to win the JPT game. And they're keeping clean sheets as well, which I'm sure Steve's delighted with. But, you know, we had a lot of the ball in the first half, and I was so disappointed with the way that my strikers just gave the ball away in the first half without ever really having a shot on goal or having an attempt on goal or even a cross to somebody else. And the top players make good decisions. You know, when you're in possession of the ball, the top players know when to pass it, how to pass it, and who to pass it to. And that was one of our faults today. We broke a few times 3-on-3 and made the wrong decision, gave the ball away without ever really threatening the Bristol City goal. So we got ourselves a few corners and that in the second half, and we just couldn't get a yellow jersey on the end of it, and Bristol City did. So congratulations to them, the way that they kept going. They're going to be a very hard team to stop this year. They work very, very hard. That's the third game I think they've had in 6 days. They haven't conceded a goal and managed to score 4 goals, so I'm sure everyone connected with Bristol will be delighted the way things are going for them. But we need to try and take a lot of the positive attitude, a lot of the positive elements from today's game. And I've challenged my players to perform the same way again next Saturday against Port Vale at home. It's not quite the glamour tie or the glamour match that today has been. But I expect the same thing, because a lot of them set very high standards in the way that they committed themselves to a very resolute performance, and I want to see the same again next weekend.